Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this whole world too good for you. Oh, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fuku for Christmas and a diamond ring.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. That voice you hear is Rachel Drew. She and Tony Richards will be performing this Sunday at Wishbone North, 3300 North Lincoln Avenue. The show starts at 7. It's going to feature two sets of jazz standards and bossa nova, no cover. You can go to racheldrew.com or you can go to tonyrichardsguitar.com for more information. But we have a link on our Facebook page where you can make it very convenient for you. And Rachel's been on the show before, but Tony hasn't. And we want to welcome them both into the studio. Rachel, how are you?
I'm so good.
Good.
It's so great to see you.
It's great to see you, too. We saw each other at the Skokie Village Crossing movie theater.
We did.
Over the weekend. And oddly, you were going to see, you had just seen Logan Lucky.
Right.
And I was, my parents and I were going to see it.
I was so glad to meet your parents. I mean, we kind of just crossed each other, but
yeah.
They seemed very nice.
They're very, very cool.
Yeah.
They're very cool. We enjoyed the movie, too, and I know you did.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. Was it good to see you? You've been on the show. How many times have you been on the show now? Three or four times?
I think this is actually the fifth.
The fifth time, yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And new to the show, but not new to the Chicago music scene in any regard, is Tony Richards. Tony, how are you?
Great, thank
Come
you.
Come on up onto the mic a little closer.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Cool. And now, you guys have been playing, how long you guys have been playing together?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yeah, that's
right.
Sure.
Yeah. And you play all around town, Rachel.
I do.
You gig a lot,
mm-hmm.
and we'll talk a lot about that stuff. In October, you're actually going to be playing my old stomping grounds of Simon's.
That's right.
Yeah. I always am amazed that they can cram that many musicians into Simon's. I used to bartend there. I worked there. I hung out there for many years. I lived in Andersonville for about 14 years. So I hung out there all the time. And every time they would have a band, especially during Christmas time, because the tree would be right there.
Right.
And you're, have you played there, Tony?
Yes.
Yeah. It's all. And then, basically everybody is kind of either scrunched up against the bar or all the way in the front.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a great place, though. It's a great part.
It's totally true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tony, tell me about yourself. Tell everybody about you.
Well, I'm mostly known as a guitar player. I think of myself as a guitarist and arranger.
Yeah.
And I get to play with Rachel, who's a, as you know, phenomenal talent. I play with a few other singers in town.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And I play with Anna Furman and Phil Angotti.
Phil, who's been on this show about 500 times. I've known Phil for about 30
yeah,
years.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's a super talent. And
he's how we met.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now I understand you were born in New York.
Yes.
How much time did you spend there?
Not much anymore because a lot of my family has moved on. I was born in Brooklyn.
Were you?
A long time ago, yes.
So did you, how long did you grow up there?
Yes. Yeah. I grew up, we lived in Brooklyn. I moved out to New Jersey. I pretty much grew up in a town in northern Jersey called Montvale.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to school in Rhode Island and I arrived in Chicago in 89.
Okay. So you spent a good amount of time on the East Coast then?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your sports allegiance?
I'm a Chicago fan.
You're a Chicago fan, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so it's interesting, your background is, you guys both came from musical families, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about yours, Rachel, in a couple of minutes, but Tony, I mean, you opera singers?
Yes, both my parents were opera singers, that's how they met, and my mom went to Juilliard on a scholarship for voice.
Wow.
And she married my dad. They met at the Rossini Opera Workshop in Manhattan. And,
so, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So music in your house growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots.
Lots, yeah.
You have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister,
You have a sister?
Yes.
Younger, older?
She's older. She's 3 years older, yes.
Okay. And so is your sister a musician?
She's a fine artist, though. She's a sculptor and a painter. And the interesting thing is we grew up in New Jersey. She got a scholarship to DeKalb, Northern Illinois.
No kidding.
Yes, and none of us had been to Chicago, so that was a long time ago.
So you guys,
funny.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So funny.
That's really cool.
And
so
I ended up in Chicago then.
So there's art in the family.
Yes.
Tell me about what it was like growing up with opera singers.
It was kind of crazy. It was. I'm very thankful for it. And, in hindsight, at the time, it was. You're a kid and you're hearing opera all the time. So you want to listen to. I was very attracted to the music of the '60s, like Sly and the Beatles and Rolling Stones.
Sure.
And things like that. And but I think as a musician, the big thing was I'm not really a blues-based guitarist. I listen mostly to classical music and jazz. And then I got really into the progressive music of the early 70s, you know, and that was kind of my early influence as a guitar player.
So like what band? Like Yes? And,
yeah. Steve Howe was I was always a huge fan of Steve Howe's.
Gong?
Pardon me?
Were you ever into Gong?
No, I'm not familiar with
that. Oh, no, it's a crazy prog band from the 70s.
Oh, I bet. There are a lot of them.
There were so many. It was one of my. I love progressive. I love it. But it's funny. That this band, real side story here, this is a very weird, obscure progressive band called Gong. I can't remember the leader of the band, what his name is. But one of the biggest fans of this really strange, out there, psychedelic, progressive band from the 70s that nobody really knew was Sherman Helmsley from the Jeffersons, who played George Jefferson.
What?
He was, like, obsessed with this band. This guy was obsessed with Gong to the point where, like, he invited him over to his mansion, and they hung out. He would have parties and just play Gong, and people would show up and go, "What do you do? What is this stuff?" There's George Jefferson just rocking out to Gong.
It's such a good band name. They don't even have to be good.
Yeah.
It's just the good name.
Yeah. They're insane. The band's insane. I saw them at the House of Blues about 15 years ago, and it was just completely crazy. But anyway, so the progressive, like Steve Howe guys like that.
And then Wes Montgomery, you know, and the jazz guys, you know, Johnny Smith, players like that were big influences. And then The biggest influence in terms of my actual playing, my technique, would be a guitarist, very obscure guitarist, Lenny Bro.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did you discover him?
About 10 years ago, I met a gentleman named Matt Warnock, and Matt Warnock's actually pretty famous now. He's mostly known as a pedagogue for guitar, but he's an excellent jazz player. And I was introduced to him about 10 years ago through a business friend. And he kind of took me under his wing and introduced me to some other really great jazz guitarists like Roddy Elias and then Chicago's own Andy Brown. I don't know if you know who Andy Brown is. He's an absolutely fantastic player here in town. And I just got into playing fingerstyle guitar 10 years ago after playing for 35 years before that. And I just got into really becoming a more melodic player and studying that type of technique.
Yeah. When did you first start playing? 11?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's
right. You were self-taught?
Yes, I'm self-taught.
Yeah. Now, how did that work out? What did you do? What do you remember the first guitar you ever had?
Oh, the first guitar I ever had, well, actually, was like $5 in a garage sale, and it had all kinds of problems, which built up my hands real quick. But,
right,
yeah.
Right. So how do you self-taught? Were you playing with records or listening?
Yeah. And the problem with self-taught is you pick up a lot of bad habits. So I would say when I started getting more serious about like learning jazz, it was a real problem. And I think one of the biggest problems for guitar players is to get away from playing scales and then be more melodic. I mean, that's always been kind of the thing I've been interested in.
So there have been times when you had to adjust your style over the years.
Absolutely.
And then 10 years ago, you started to change your style.
That's right.
What kind of was that? Was that difficult for you?
Yes, it was. And what I did is I kind of put myself out there playing, and I did a lot of face plants for about 3 or 4 years, and then I went from bad to okay, and now I'm probably reasonably adequate. So,
yeah.
You had to really go for it.
Yeah. Do you see yourself maybe adjusting the style again as years go by? Maybe if you find interest in another style?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the beauty of music and probably all things in life is you have the opportunity to change and learn.
And
you know, I'm older, so I look back on anything I've done. I'm like, man, I've done a lot of different things, and I think that's what's I feel lucky about.
That's cool. Well, you get to work with Rachel, which is always a cool thing.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Rachel and Tony will be playing on Sunday at Wishbone North, 3300 North Lincoln. There's no cover, and there's going to be a Cajun menu and a full bar. Is that what I am to understand?
It's true.
Oh, all right. And it's obviously Wishbone's really easy to get to. It's right by the L. Mm-hmm. And you guys, it's going to be a great gig. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for the news, and then after the news, we'll come back, talk a little more, and then we get to hear a couple songs from you guys live in studio.
Great.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Rachel Drew and Tony Richards are here. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back after this on 720 WGN.
I can feel it even when you're not here. Can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear. And though I know no good can come from loving you, can't do a thing. I'm so in love with you.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wildcard Wednesday coming up, so get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. People are still trying to break weird records, world records, so we're going to talk about that. And even though three of the four people that work on my show have been part of a world record, Vic hasn't. We, you know, just wanted to make sure people knew that. That we're going to talk about world records. And then another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? That's all coming up on the show. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And that voice you heard was Rachel Drew. The guitar you heard was Tony Richards. Rachel Drew and Tony Richards are live in studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And you guys have a gig this Sunday at Wishbone North, 3300 North Lincoln Avenue. So you guys, when you get together, you just kind of do standards jazz and stuff like that?
Yep, we do jazz standards, a little bossa nova, and a couple of originals. That's and we add on mm-hmm. as we go. Mm-hmm. We have a collection now of about 25 or 26 songs that we do.
Now, the originals that you guys, because you're going to perform one of your originals this morning, correct?
That's right.
What's the process for you guys songwriting like?
Well, they're originals by me, but actually Tony writes songs too.
Oh, okay.
But we just haven't done any of them yet.
Okay.
They don't have words, so we'd have to...
Yeah, I have a trio, and I play a lot of solo guitar in the city, and that's where I work my originals in. We haven't collaborated on originals.
Oh, okay. So the original you guys are going to be performing is one of mm-hmm. yours, Rachel.
Right.
Right. Okay. And so tell me a little bit about where you play out. Where do you play out a lot, Tony?
Well, now I've got a... in addition to playing... So Rachel and I have a residency at Wishbone. We'll be playing there every month. I think after this Sunday, it'll be the... the fourth... Thursday of every month.
That's right. A fourth Thursday residency starting in September.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a singer I've worked with before, Anna Furman, is involved with the Fulton Street Art Collective, and I play solo jazz guitar there once a month. I think that's the second Tuesday every month. And then I have a jazz trio. We did a residency, and then we're going to have an album out very soon. It's going to be out in about a month. It's going to be called Live at Liars Club, if you can imagine that, Jazz at Liars
Club. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We did 13 weeks in a row there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was it? Because I've been to Liars Club many times. I don't think I've ever heard jazz at Liars Club.
Right.
Well, a really good friend of mine, Jay O'Rourke, you probably know
Jay is.
So Jay and I are really close, and Jay came up with the idea in January, do you want to do a guitar-based night? And he said, you know, you can do your stuff, and I'll do my stuff. And it was originals. And I work with Larry Beers and Clem Hayes. Larry Beers is a great drummer, and Clem's a great bass player. And, you know, we had one practice, and we just kind of stormed through the 13 weeks.
You guys were great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And then Jay recorded it, the shows. And then from that, we're going to have a live album.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, sir.
That's really great. Mm-hmm. That's really great. Now, Rachel, you also perform with Gerald Dowd.
I do.
And you are Dowd and Drew, but he's going to be off in September, so you're Dowdless Drew.
I am.
when you'll be performing at Friendly Tap.
Right.
Well, he's been in here before.
Has he?
I think he has, hasn't he?
Or maybe just his name.
Maybe his name. I know his name has come up a lot.
Right.
But I thought he'd be. We have so many musicians in here. Sometimes right. I get really confused because I'm old and stupid.
Oh, you're very smart.
Well,
you're younger than me. Watch what you're saying.
It's very rare that when we have musicians in, they're my age or older. Very rare because you know most of the we've had musicians in here in their 20s and stuff.
Oh.
And I'll be like, you know, because I'll ask you this question, Tony, because, you know, I always ask what was the first album you ever bought and what was the first concert you ever saw? Mm-hmm. And just, you know, and of course it dates everybody. But when I get people who go, my first album was Green Day Dookie, I'm like, oh, man. It's an entirely different generation, man.
Yeah,
But that's fun. And, it's amazing to have musicians in here. What do you guys are? You guys are just going to perform your basic show on Sunday, the stuff that you guys normally do, or is it brand new? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the thing about jazz standards is that you can do them a different way every single time, and you're making music every single time. So it's not really like we're matching a recording of these songs that's been done before. We're doing it our own way.
Your own way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
guitar parts primarily. I'm taking them from piano parts
right.
primarily because it's solo guitar with with Singer, and it's pretty reminiscent, at least stylistically, like, you know, Joe Pass, Ella Fitzgerald kind of stuff. Although yeah. I'm no Joe Pass. She's a lot closer to Ella than I am to
You're
Joe.
Very but... sweet, but no.
What's the difficulty in taking something that's piano-driven and making it guitar?
Well, I think it's, it has to do with technique. And being a fingerstyle player, you can grab a lot of notes and harmonies that you can if you use a pick. So I would say the prerequisite would be that you're a fingerstyle player.
Right.
And there's just not a lot of them around. I mean, the guy who really started that was a guy named George Van Epps. And then, you know, it evolved from him. But, you know, they call it pianistic style of playing the guitar.
Okay. Well, let's hear a song. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear My One and Only from 1927.
Okay.
And a lot of our songs are quite old.
Well, good. Yes. I'm glad to hear it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go. This is Rachel Drew and Tony Richards. They will be appearing Sunday at Wishbone North. Here we go.
My one and only, what am I gonna do if you turn me down? When I'm so crazy over you, I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I tell you, I'm not asking for a miracle. It can be done. It can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one. And make us one. So my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy. I'd be so crazy when I'm so crazy over you.
Very nice. Very nice. That's great, you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, you guys work well together.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. How often do you guys get together to play?
We haven't been playing together as much lately, but when we first started playing together, we were practicing twice a week, which I have to say is the most I've ever practiced with anybody.
Is that right?
But it was really good for getting us to play together. And so we got there, and now when we can go like weeks without playing, and it's fine.
Yeah.
The way I think of it is we put a lot of investment up front because
we were
building a repertoire of
right.
two sets of, you know, somewhat complicated music, a lot of changes, a lot of chord centers, you know, or key centers, rather.
Yeah.
So, you know, we put that time up front. So now that if we play once a month, we only really have to have one practice.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, Rachel, tell everybody where you came from.
I'm from Chicago, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
The neighborhood of Lakeview. I'm from around here. My parents were in the folk scene. They were real young when they had me. They were both musicians. That's how they got together. They played together. They were in college when they had me, and I just grew up hearing them doing a lot of music. And I was singing harmony when I was 5 and 6. My dad would sing with me, and I've been singing as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. So, and like Tony, I don't have a lot of formal musical training, although I did go to Oberlin, which has a conservatory, and I took voice lessons there, but I was singing before that. So that was just good for having some technique later on. But
yeah. And you grew up in Lakeview.
I did.
Yeah. Tell everybody what area. I think we were neighbors at some point.
George and Seminary.
Yeah.
So where were you?
I was Addison and Ravens, a little further west.
Yeah.
But right, and you, I remember reading in one of your bios that like you could hear the L train from where you lived. I lived right next door to an L stop.
Okay.
The Brown Line, Addison Brown Line stop.
Yeah.
There's a greenhouse right next to it.
Yeah.
That's the house I grew up in.
My grandparents' building, they had a little apartment building, Oakley and Cornelia.
Oh, so wow. That's
right by you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I spent a lot of time there. So I'm sure that I walk by you at some point.
Yeah. It's, you know, people who aren't familiar with that neighborhood, what it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, because now, you know, it's Wrigleyville and
right,
it's the hottest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that, man.
No.
I mean, I grew up in the 70s and it was not,
me too,
not a good neighborhood.
No.
And the Cubs weren't a good team.
No.
And Wrigley Field wasn't the place to go. It was just a complete, it's so weird to see the evolution of that neighborhood.
Yeah, for
having
sure.
grown up there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't give it up for, you know, growing up in Lakeview was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And so your parents, musicians.
Yeah.
Did they play gigs in and around Chicago?
So my dad got really into classical guitar, which is not it's not a way to support your family. So he had other jobs.
Right.
But he would
get. I see Tony shaking his head.
He was super into it. And his teacher was a student of Segovia, and his teacher would tell my dad that his hands were like Segovia's. So
wow.
That made him feel good. I mean, I'm sure they are because he was able to play really well. But still, anyway, he'd play classical guitar at restaurants and bars and when I was little, mostly. And my mom was like career woman as soon as I was able to remember anything.
Okay.
And she's a lawyer now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
No.
Oh, me too. I'm an only child.
You are.
Yeah. 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 It's an interesting way to live, I can tell you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to kind of like create your own little worlds and all that cool stuff. And I always ask people, you know, you have an older sister, mm-hmm. Tony. I always ask people if some of their music from the older siblings was passed down to them. And is that the case for you?
Donovan was the big one.
Donovan, yes.
I was a huge Donovan fan because she was.
Yeah. It's funny, when you're an only child, you really don't have that. And you kind of rely on either your friends or your parents. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my parents, luckily, my dad has, my mom likes more of the Barbra Streisand, you know, she's a big Paul Williams fan, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. My dad turned me on to Cream and other, you know, like kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, all right, okay.
Your parents are really cute.
Yeah, thank you. They're awesome. We go to the movies every Saturday.
Oh,
my folks and I go to the movies at that theater.
That's wonderful.
We go there often, so it's surprising.
I haven't seen them there every Saturday. We go every Saturday to that theater to see a movie.
We've been there a lot.
Yeah, so anyway. All right, well, we have to break. You guys, great talking to you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll talk more with Rachel and more with Tony. You can see them playing this Sunday at Wishbone North, a great room, by the way. 3300 North Lincoln Avenue. There's no cover. The gig is going to, they're going to have a Cajun menu and a full bar. And it's going to be a great show. And it'll be filled with jazz standards and bossa nova. And you guys should all come out and check it out. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information. That's facebook.com/NickDShow. We'll take a break, come back and talk more with Rachel and Tony and hear another song right after this on WGN.
But though I'm tormented,
drifting. Right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trump Tower. Wildcard Wednesday coming up, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's Rachel Drew and Tony Richards. They're going to be performing this Sunday at Wishbone North, 3300 North Lincoln Avenue. There's no cover. There's going to be Cajun food and a full bar and great jazz and bossa nova standards. And they are live in studio with me. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you guys in here. Tell me a little bit about that song that we just heard a little bit of.
That is by Duke Ellington. It's called Azure. And I was first introduced to it. There's an Ella Fitzgerald recording of it where she's playing with the Duke. And it's just the weirdest song.
Okay, tell everybody why it's weird.
It's so dreamy and open and angular and spare.
Mm-hmm.
And it's descriptive of a kind of ennui that a lot of pop songs don't get into, but yeah, everybody feels.
So. Yeah.
And musically it has like this half step in it, which is
yeah,
a little different to the ears, but you know, the melody sits so nicely on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it sounded neat. Sounded really cool.
It's
neat.
Fun to play.
It sounded really cool.
It's trancy.
Yeah.
It's a weird song.
All right. We're going to hear another song.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to hear?
So this is an original called Knock the Dominoes All Down by me. And like the other original, Tony's adopted it, and I'm very grateful. And
oh, okay.
So we've added it to the repertoire.
Okay. So yeah, here we go. This is Rachel Drew and Tony Richards on WGN.
For some years, I count to, I was happy with you, two hearts under the sun. Somehow we were one. There are moments I miss, moments with bliss and much that I regret. Like every cigarette, you were much too smart for me. Will I live in infamy with every new friend that you meet? I'm afraid that's better than the sure conclusion that I love isn't mentioned on your sheet. We were perfect before my deficiencies wore few large holes in our sides. Let in evening tides, I could tell you I've changed. Show you my range. I know everything's gone, burnt up with the sun. I would do most anything, and I'd move most anything to have you back in my life. But we let things get too far and knock dominoes all down now, wherever they are.
That's just lovely. Really. You have such a wonderful voice, Rachel.
She sure does.
You really do. You're an incredible singer. Incredible singer. That was just beautiful. That really was. Really beautiful. You guys are so, you work so well together, too.
Thank you.
That was lovely. Thank you for doing that. Really.
Thank you.
Tony, we only got a couple of minutes here, so I have to ask the standard questions. I've already asked Rachel these questions many times, so I'll ask you. First album you ever bought?
Yeah, I was going to say Magical Mystery Tour, but I think my sister actually bought that one. So I think it was a Yes album.
Oh, there you go.
1970-71.
Yeah, that's a great album. Oh, yeah. Okay, and first concert.
Thelonious Monk.
No. Oh!
And the funny story, it was at Philharmonic Hall in New York City, and my cousin took me. And the band, the headliner was Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
You're kidding!
And he only did two shows with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. One was in New York, and I think one was, I think, in Atlanta or something like that. But it was,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he played first, and that left
that's
a big.
That's crazy.
And I do a fair amount of his material in my, you know, in my solo guitar.
That's crazy talk, man.
How old were you?
I was like 11 or something like that. And the other two concerts I got to see a little later on was Segovia and Vladimir. Yeah, I saw Andre Segovia at Carnegie Hall and Vladimir Horowitz at Carnegie Hall.
At Carnegie Hall, too.
Yeah,
yeah. Jeez.
I know, right?
I went to Carnegie Hall one time.
Oh, that's amazing.
I saw Suzanne Vega there, and she's one of my favorites of all time. I saw her at Carnegie Hall. I saw her at Radio City Music Hall. I went to New York a bunch of times to see her.
Wow.
Because her songs are so New York.
Yeah.
And so I spent a significant amount of time stalking her in the 80s and early 90s.
I'm a big fan of hers, too.
She's great.
What's that album? She had 98?
98 Fahrenheit Degrees.
That's
a great record.
I love that one.
Her debut album, I think, is one of the best debut albums
ever.
That's
one with Luca on it?
Yeah, no, that's Solitude Standing, the second one. Yeah. First one has got Marlena on the Wall.
I like that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
She's a great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You guys are great, man.
Thank you so much.
Anytime you want to come back down, you know that. Tony, I'm so glad to meet you, man.
Oh, thank you
so much. Absolutely. Sunday night at Wishbone North on Lincoln, and then you have a residency there fourth Thursday of each month at Wishbone starting in September.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you will be playing with the Bitter Roots at Simon's in October.
Right.
And you've got your Tuesday residency at Fulton Street
Art Collective. That's solo jazz guitar.
Right.
And then I should be at Martyrs with my trio in October.
Martyrs. Okay. Another great room right there.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Got to take a break. The news is coming up next here on 720 WGN.